Hey, I want to know if there's anybody out there who's had the sleeve, started at 290 pounds, is 5'4", and had surgery 6 months ago. How much have you lost in surgery? About on average each month. Today on the Fresh Approach podcast, we're talking about the slippery slope of comparison and how a seemingly general interest in checking how you're doing compared to other weight loss surgery patients with similar stats can turn into a downward spiral of comparison shame. And my friend, nobody needs to go there. So let's get started. You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Hey, everybody. Whether you're a fellow companion on the weight loss surgery journey, or you're working on releasing weight you don't need to hang on to anymore, or you're here because a friend told you we talk about more than just weight loss surgery, welcome. Today we're talking about the slippery slope of comparison and where that can lead. Sometimes it begins before you even have surgery. If you're doing pre-op weight loss, why is he losing faster? If something came up in your test results and you have to have more tests, but the woman you got to know in your surgeon's office didn't have to have that test, and now your surgery is delayed, but hers is on schedule, and then it continues. And remember, if you haven't had surgery, think about other areas in your life where you compare your career, your home, your relationships, your finances. This is for all of us, okay? So leading up to surgery, we ask questions like, how long did your surgery take? How long were you in the hospital? Did you have gas pains after surgery? How long did they last? I've even heard from patients who are essentially challenged in the hospital after surgery to see who can do more laps around the nursing station. You know, we all need to walk after we have surgery. The patient with more laps is celebrated at support group, or she's highlighted in the surgeon's newsletter, or she's celebrated on the surgeon's success board in their office for all the patients to see. And although these medical teams probably had the best intentions, thinking they were challenging you and encouraging you to go further for their patients to go further, they were inadvertently setting patients up, adding unnecessary baggage for the weight loss surgery journey. That's comparison. This is your life we're talking about. It's a huge step you've taken or you're about to take. It's not a race. It's not an opportunity to see how you compare to your fellow patients. The last thing you need before you even leave the hospital is to feel like you're not keeping up, or you're not doing enough, or you're not doing as well, or see, you're already behind. My God, didn't we do enough of that to ourselves in the years leading up to surgery? We don't need any more of this. So let me tell you how this works. And remember, apply this to your own situation, okay? So there's Susan down the hall from you in the hospital. You and Susan had surgery the same day. She's the one the nurses keep talking about. Oh my goodness, she's amazing. She's already done 50 laps today. And it seems like they're doing it in an effort to motivate you. If you give in to that challenge, I'm doing my finger quotes, you know, my challenge finger quotes, or the quotes challenge. If you get started with comparing laps at the hospital, it can roll into, why did I gain 3 more pounds than Susan did in the hospital? Yes, we do sometimes gain weight in the hospital, in case you didn't know. So why did I gain 3 more than Susan did? Why did Susan lose more weight than me in the first month? Why am I having a lactose problem and Susan isn't? How come Susan can eat salads now, but they still bother me? Why do I have more loose skin than Susan, especially since I'm at the gym 5 days a week and all she's doing is walking around her neighborhood? Why has Susan gone down 2 dress sizes when I've only gone down 1, but our weight loss is the same? Why did Susan get a promotion after only 6 months post-op? Nothing's changed for me at work. Why does it seem like Susan's marriage is getting better and mine isn't? Why did my surgeon do a story on Susan's weight loss and not mine? My friend, if you think I'm exaggerating with these statements, you're wrong. I've heard them all from weight loss surgery patients. I mean, they weren't all about Susan, but you get the picture. These comparison and competition thoughts can quickly turn into, I'm not good enough. I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I'm getting it wrong again. The surgery isn't working for me. What's wrong with me? And where do those thoughts lead? Nowhere good. Nowhere worth going. And aren't those the same thoughts we all had before surgery? Isn't a big part of having surgery dumping a lot of that unnecessary baggage we've been carrying around for too long? And I'm saying it again, as many times as it takes. I think I say this in every podcast episode. It's hard to do anything good for yourself when you're feeling bad about yourself for very long. I feel like some of you are probably saying that with me now. Let's say it again together. It's hard to do anything good for yourself when you're feeling bad about yourself. So sure, you might be able to make a little progress with beating yourself up. I think many of us, including me, have done that in the past, but it's not sustainable. Now, of course, there's a healthy curiosity we all have about what others have gone through, not only with weight loss surgery, but in life, so that you can be prepared, you can educate yourself, you can have an idea about what could be coming. And I totally get that. I'm on board with that. But when does curiosity turn into something that's not helpful, something that can actually hurt you? When I see those posts in bariatric surgery groups, when they give, I had surgery at this time, I had this procedure, I'm this tall, this is how much I weighed, I've only lost this much at 6 months, what's going on? Please give me your stats. Just what is it that you think you're going to find out? What are you doing with this information? There's a big difference between looking at what your weight loss surgery friends are doing, thinking, why can't I get my act together like Sheila? Why can't I stick with anything? Why is she getting better results? Why isn't the surgery working for me? What's wrong with me? And thinking, hey, I really like what she's doing. I wonder how I can take what Sheila's doing for meal planning and meal prep and work that into my daily nutrition plan. She's really on top of her protein and calorie goals. She's really clear and detailed. The first one is the death spiral of comparison shame. The second is a healthy admiration and appreciation for your friend's weight loss surgery journey, for what Sheila's doing. When you have a healthy curiosity, a real intention to gather information and utilize it well, it's your willingness to consider how what your friend is doing, how what Sheila's doing, how that's working well in her life, and how you could perhaps adapt what she's doing to work well in your life and benefit you. You've got to be clear on what your intention is by polling people, by asking. Think about it. Getting somebody's stats on when they had surgery, how much they weighed when they had it, how much they've lost in the last 3 months, that information, it doesn't tell you what else has been going on behind the scenes. You don't know what their medical history is, what medical conditions they're still managing, what relationship issues are happening, how much support they have at home or at work, if they have a gym at work, if they twisted their ankle 2 weeks after surgery and could barely walk for a while, if they had problems tolerating solid food and kept doing protein shakes for another 3 weeks, or if they were already on a great exercise regimen 3 months before they even had surgery. You don't know all of what's really going on behind those few numbers, those few stats that you're trying to get. Instead, get clear on what's really going on with you and why you're asking in the first place. Are you at a plateau? Are you regaining? What's going on? Are you struggling with how to exercise consistently? How to motivate yourself? Are you planning meals for Monday and Tuesday, but by the time Wednesday rolls around, you're just sort of winging it? Are you snacking at night again and wondering how others are managing that? Are you lucky if you drink 48 ounces of water and wonder how others are doing it? If your intention is to gain real knowledge from those who've gone before you so you can customize their wisdom and apply it to your own life, ask better questions. Ask real questions. So instead of, hey, if you had surgery in November, how much weight have you lost? What are you going to do with that? Feel bad if John and Sandy have lost 20 pounds more than you? Call your surgeon and say, what's wrong with me? Feel bad about yourself? A better question is, hey, I'm almost 4 months post-op and I'm struggling to find an exercise I like well enough to do it consistently. What are you doing for exercise and why do you like it? The answers you get from that question, well, that's something you can work with, right? Instead of, hey, everybody who had surgery last summer, post your surgical weight, you know, your SW, CW, GW, you know, your surgical weight, current weight, goal weight. Why? What does that information really tell you? Nothing that's actually useful to you. How about instead asking, hey, if you had your surgery last summer, what have been your biggest challenges with meeting your protein goal each day or staying below your carb goal? And how have you overcome it or stuck with it? How do you do it? Again, this information, this is something you can work with, but only if you're clear on what's going on with you and why you're really asking. Simply comparing your surgical weight and current weight from last summer to 20 other patients' surgical weights and current weights without any data to actually utilize in your own life, what good does that do? It really doesn't. It probably ends up frustrating you. Do you really want information you can take action with? Or are you just polling people? What is your intention? If you really want to make progress and you want to gather information you can do something with, then you've got to ask real questions to get real information. You've got to ditch the unhealthy comparisons. There's no point in it when you don't really know what's behind those numbers. I love this quote I found. We end up feeling like we're not enough every time we compare our behind the scenes with somebody else's highlight reel. Right? It's so true. Again, this quote speaks to the practice of somehow thinking what you see on the outside, those few numbers somebody gives you that you're comparing, could in any way support you in your journey without really knowing the story behind them. You've got to get clear on your own journey first, what's really going on, and then ask real questions. Be specific. Know what your intention is by asking the question. Again, you've got to be clear on what's going on with you first before you start asking for information. Otherwise, there's nothing else to do with it but use it against yourself. Got it? And beware of others who try to weigh you down with unnecessary baggage along your weight loss surgery journey or your life journey, right? Hey, Kim, my coworker's sister had surgery about the same time you did, and she's already training for a 5K. What are you doing? You know, Jim told me his mom had surgery 2 years ago and never touches carbs. That's how she's lost all her weight. Are you sure you're even supposed to be eating carbs? Boundary setting time, right? This is why you've got to be clear on the business of you. What works best for you and why you're doing what you're doing. And when you're clear on that, my friend, on how to take the very best care of yourself and how to gather information to help you improve your plans, on how to get the support you need so you can keep making awesome progress every day, this is how you keep living your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Theodore Roosevelt. And that's the very opposite of what we need, right? We need more joy, more happiness, more adventure, more fun, right? Not the opposite. I've got to tell you about what's going on with my clients right now. All the joy, from painting a mural in her daughter's bedroom, which she's never done before, to after not playing the flute since high school, taking lessons again and now playing the flute in a band, to she's filling her calendar. She's actually gone through, I think she's at October, November, with at least one super cool adventure every month for the rest of the year. And she's loving the planning of everything, all the details, all the fun. You know, I'm going to go into this in a lot more detail in an upcoming episode, but joy equals you taking the best care of yourself, plain and simple. More on this next time. Are you in the Fresh Approach Facebook group? So far this week, I've tagged friends to see how they're doing with exercise, hydration, and protein. And when they share how they're doing, what they're doing, it motivates and inspires others because we're all in this together. To join the Fresh Approach Facebook group, there is a link in episode notes. There are three questions to answer before you can be added, and all three must be answered. Thank you. So, everybody, please keep an eye out for comparison shame. Again, we don't need any additional baggage on this journey, right? Weight loss surgery journey or simply our life journey. Put all that down and proceed with as much joy and ease and peace as possible, okay? All right, until next time, love, light, and grace to you.